Here's a thought I'll title, Three Cameras Are Better Than One. I had an opportunity to go photographing in China for the first time in 2009, based on an invitation I'd received to attend a huge photographic event in Lishui, China, way out in the country. I was thrilled to go, and I was doubly thrilled when I was informed that we would have several days to go out and do some photography. I was relatively new in those days with digital photography, and I hadn't really developed the confidence in them that would prevent me from thinking about camera failure. After all, these are pretty sophisticated little computers, and there's lots and lots of parts, and stuff happens. And so I decided for that trip that I would not go with just one camera, because if it broke during the middle of the trip, I'd lose my entire opportunity to photograph in China, which at that point I had no idea that I would be returning to China so many times. I kind of thought it might have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I was really fearful about camera failure. So to insulate myself from camera failure, I bought a second camera, exactly like my first camera, same brand, same features, etc. And I figured that way, if the main camera broke while I was out in the world, that I could simply use the second camera as its replacement without skipping a beat. It gave me some confidence anyway, because I calculated that both cameras failing simultaneously were pretty remote odds. Fortunately, in those days, the cameras were relatively affordable, so a second camera body wasn't that big of an expense. When I got to China, I discovered an even better reason for employing a two-camera strategy, and that is that I had a short zoom on my main camera and a long zoom on my second camera, so I didn't have to swap lenses so much in the field. I had both of them that I could carry with me. I had a sling bag that accommodated both cameras, both lenses, and I could pull out whichever one I needed for each individual shot. It saved me a tremendous amount of hassle in the field of swapping lenses, particularly out in the wild, where sometimes swapping lenses can be a little bit of a risk. And I was able to avoid swapping lenses, which often introduces dust on the sensor. So I discovered that for two reasons, having a two-camera strategy made sense. But recently, I came up with a reason to add a third camera, which, you know, when I look back at my old view camera days, is almost absurd. But with digital cameras being what they are, the more I thought about this idea, the more it made sense. And the idea has to do with portability and having a camera with me. My regular camera and its sister, my second camera in the two-camera strategy, are sort of big, bulky, full-featured cameras, and I love them. They're my preferred photographic tool, probably of my life. But because they're sort of big and bulky, I rarely take them out unless I'm specifically going out to do photography. But there are so many times when I see something interesting, or the weather's just right, or the fog is just right, or the angle of the sun is just perfect, or there's something happening in the world that captures my imagination that I had no idea was going to happen, and therefore no intention to be out photographing. What about all of those opportunities where I was missing images because I didn't have a camera with me? Well, that led me to the idea of having a third camera that is small, compact, still interchangeable lenses, still part of the camera system that I'm involved in, so that all my existing lenses can work on this third, smaller, compact, portable, carryable camera. And as I had hoped, it's turned out to be a terrific investment. And speaking of investment, that's becoming a little easier now, partly because of the relative plateau in technology that I talked about some time ago, so that even cameras that are now 5, 6, 7 years old are really good cameras. They may not have the latest, greatest features, but they're certainly usable cameras that will make great images. And the fact that I can now buy that kind of equipment used. So this third camera that I bought was very affordable. So that's my current system. I have three cameras, two main cameras, and one portable camera, lenses appropriate for them, and I can take that portable camera when I'm out doing quote-unquote serious photography. I can put on that camera a third lens that's an even longer telephoto that I can use if I need it, thereby complementing the no lens swapping in the field idea that I originally had with two cameras. The first two cameras, like I say, are my main cameras that I use for most of my serious work. But this new third camera, the portable one, has added a dimension to my photography that I realize I've been missing for years. It's so lovely to have a third camera, this compact camera, that takes pictures that are just as good as my two main cameras, same sensor, same lens mounts, same feature sets, same menus. I don't have to relearn how to set up the camera. It makes it a seamless three-camera system that's not only eliminated the problem of potential camera failure, but added a new flexibility that I never thought possible.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.